Be honest, bro. Have you started talking about self-improvement out in the real world? You know the mistake you've made, haven't you? You see, when you hear me, or you see guys like Iman or Andrew Tate, or this culture of self-improvement and men and masculinity, realize that we don't go out into the wild and start telling everyone we know about, like, yeah, if you're not meditating, you're a loser. Yeah, you're a Jeffrey or anything. But I keep hearing from young men who have been out in public, next to their high school friends, next to like normal people, and then start to bring up the topics of self-improvement and start to get into like mini arguments with people, and you end up saying something a little bit disrespectful, and suddenly it starts to feel like everyone hates you. You've made this social mistake, whether it was at a party or in school, or maybe you said something online in the Snapchat group that you're in. And you're realizing that you're not compatible with these people. This is what so many young men who are on self-improvement, who watch my channel, they need to hear this. You need to hear this. You're probably not compatible with the people who are in your life right now. Just take 1 second to just think about them. Think about yourself. Think about the way that you live your lives, the activities they do compared to you, the way that they view the goals that you've set for yourself. When you speak highly of yourself and you want to acknowledge one of your accomplishments, and they think that that's cringe or weird or whatever, and they think that Andrew Tate is misogynist or something, you're not compatible with these people. If there's a time when it feels like everyone hates you, the reason why is because you've polarized them with your authenticity. It's because you've been honest. Now, if you've made some massive mistake recently, you really made a mistake, you bumped into someone and you accidentally, something happened, okay, fine, that's different. But expressing yourself is never a mistake if done correctly. It's what's actually just happened is that these people who are in your life are not compatible with you, and you've finally shown a bit more of your true self out in the wild, and they've had a problem with that. And because you're probably not that far in your self-improvement just yet, you probably started to backtrack like a little bitch, didn't you? You had this firm belief that self-improvement's good for you, that drinking is bad, that video games are for losers, that Andrew Tate isn't a misogynist, that he's not a human trafficker. You've had these beliefs, and then someone challenged them. All the little hive mind Jeffreys who don't even look like they're not even on self-improvement, they don't even read books or anything, so their opinions aren't really that valuable, but like they disagreed with you. And not only did they not like you for your viewpoint, but you actually bitched out. And so they all lost respect for you. You lost respect for yourself. And suddenly now everyone hates you, including yourself. That's because you're living inauthentically. A man who isn't authentic or honest cannot be trusted. When you were around the men in your tribe hundreds of thousands of years ago, we needed to know who you truly were. We needed to know. You are what you say you are. We needed to know your real beliefs about the world. We needed you to express those things. But you're scared to do that. You're scared to do that because there's the fear of being kicked out of the tribe. That's what you're feeling right now. This pain that you feel, that it feels like everyone hates you, that you're getting so much hate, that that you had that disagreement last week and you had that group chat that's popping off right now. The reason why it physically feels painful is because we have not even evolved for the last 100,000 years. Our brain, our body, our nervous system are all the same. And so we still have like this caveman part of us that fears social exclusion, that fears being kicked out of the tribe. That's what you feel right now. But those days are over. We're no longer in that kind of tribe. It's no longer a death sentence to not have this friendship group of people that you're not even compatible with. What do you do when everyone hates you? You use that as a sign to realize that you have the wrong people around you. Again, one disclaimer is you may have just made an honest mistake and that's why everyone hates you. But what I hear more often than that is not that you just accidentally, said something that wasn't true. You accidentally, like you've tripped and you hit someone and she fell over and died, or, some real accident. It was not an accident. It's just that you spoke of your real opinions. And the mistake wasn't that you spoke, the mistake was the people that were around you in the first place. Because when people hate you, all that it means is that you've simply polarized them. You've just said how you feel, and some people are very emotional these days. Some people are actually, it's very interesting that those kinds of people that we're thinking of, they're actually more hateful and abusive than the rest of people. You know, like the non-self-improvement, usually left-wing, usually quite weak people. These people are actually a lot more abusive and hateful than the people they hate, which is like the masculine man who's a misogynist or anything. But every misogynist that I meet is actually a really respectful guy who like women actually like. It's just very, I know that's a separate point, but that's just very interesting. Every guy that I meet who's like hated on the internet is actually like a really nice guy. And every person I meet of these people, these like sort of liberal, weak people, they're always way worse. These people are always horrible. If you go against the hive mind of these people, they will hurt you. These are the kind of people where, they'll be arguing with you, and one of the little bitchy girls will come up and actually like slap you in the face, and that won't be seen as a bad thing. But if you ever show any level of aggression back, you're gonna get hit by multiple guys. There's a video that me and my brother used to laugh at, and it's called, you might have seen this, it's called How Can She Slap? After this video, right now, if you want, you can just go onto YouTube and just search How Can She Slap? And it's from like this Indian like TV show or something, where this one of the TV presenters is this woman, and she gets pissed off at like one of the guys who's like, the contestant or something. And she gets so emotional that she ends up slapping him, and it's not part of the show or anything. That's just like she just, was being really unprofessional. And he slaps her back. And straight away, 10 guys come up, start punching him. All the cameramen, the producer, the director, they come up, start beating this guy. And it's just him like getting wailed on, and like, he's got men on top of him and everything. And he just keeps saying, like, how can she slap? How can she slap? And it's so funny, like it became like a meme for some time, but it had a lot of truth to it. How can she slap? I don't know where this video's going, but imagine that one guy. He's getting fucking pounded on right now because he slapped this girl back because she slapped him. Everyone hates him. He's gonna go home feeling everyone hates him, feeling totally awkward. And that's a very extreme example of what you're facing right now, is you acted in a way that you thought was right. Whether or not it was right objectively, it was your truth. And people disliked you for that. Just like this random poor guy who sure, like he assaulted a woman, but she hit him first. You can say whatever you want about that. He's gonna go home feeling like everyone hates him. What I would say to this guy is, it doesn't matter if those people hate you because they were never compatible with you in the first place. And what I would say to you, a young man on self-improvement, 99% of people that you meet are not compatible with you. Chances are, if you've had like friends for a few years, if you've got friends from high school right now, chances are they're not real friends. That recent video I just posted to my channel, they're not your friends. It's relevant to this. If you, like, I spoke to one young man who told me, like, oh yeah, he was at a party once and something happened there. And I was saying to him, like, you don't even like going to parties. You don't like these people. You don't even drink. You were at this party and you just wanted to go to bed and like, be in bed at a reasonable time, didn't you? And he started smiling. He was like, yeah. So I was like, why are you going? Why are you surrounding yourself with people that don't even understand you? They don't like you. You don't even like them. This is the crazy part, which I see in so many young people. You don't even like these people who are making fun of you, who are bullying you, who are insulting you and disrespecting you. All for you getting onto self-improvement. You're improving your life and they're making fun of you. They don't like you and you don't like them. You think that they're Jeffries. You think that they waste their time. You don't want to be like them. You would hate for any of these people to still be in your life a year from now, wouldn't you? What does that mean? It means that you're being a bit of a pussy. It means that you're being a coward because you know that they shouldn't be in your life, but you're just waiting. You're waiting and waiting for what? Everyone hates you because you said something about self-improvement. You said something slightly disrespectful to the people wasting their lives. The thing is, they didn't ask to be preached to. When you click on my videos, you're pretty much asking for Hamza to slap you in the face with some tough love. That's why you've stayed tuned to my message for so long. That's why there's so many young men around the world who appreciate this. You consented to this. You clicked on the video to hear my advice. So I can say this to you. But guess what, bro? Guess what? I don't know if you're going to think that this is uncool, but guess what? I act like a normal person when I'm outside. If I'm outside in the gym and a girl casually asks me, like, oh, did you have a good weekend? Did you go out? I'm not going to suddenly say, no, alcohol is haram and it's bad for muscle gain. And actually, alcohol is processed in the body just like sugar is. And it's really bad for fat gain and for testosterone. Am I fucking going to say that, bro? She asked me, oh, did you go out last night? I haven't been out in a while. Guess what I'm going to say? No, not this weekend, did you? There's a law, you know, from the 48 Laws of Power. Think as you are, behave like others. Be the wolf in sheep's clothing. Camouflage. This isn't to say to be inauthentic, and you should certainly not try to be close friends with these people. But to keep things civil, when you're in some kind of social situation, bro, stop talking about self-improvement. Save that kind of discussion for your real friends who are on this stuff. Save that discussion for when you're in the comments of my videos or when you join like Adonis School, you're my private community, link in the description. Like, save that when you're actually around the guys who give a crap about self-improvement. No one IRL asked you to preach to them and they get offended. Guess why? Really think about this, bro. If you were a loser who took drugs, who was insecure, who needed validation on social media, who ate unhealthy, who didn't have a good relationship with their parents, who had never meditated, who had never journaled, who doesn't even consistently exercise. If you were part of the 99%, wouldn't you get kind of offended when someone started to talk about self-improvements? Now, right now you might be saying, no, because I'd still find it interesting and stuff, but that's with your mindset, your character. Remember, if the person's doing all this, then their mindset and character is very poor. They only get insecure thoughts in their mind. They're not thinking, yeah, I need to better my life. They're just thinking, oh, why has this bitch got more likes than me? These people are insecure. So when you mention something that you're doing to climb up the ranks of men, to better yourself, they're going to feel attacked. And when these people feel attacked, they will snip at your legs. You're the crab trying to climb out of the bucket and they'll pull you back down. You know, one thing I didn't say in my previous video, but the same guy who was telling me this, I ended up saying it to him on a call, which this is a quick pitch or something, but inside of Adonis School, bro, it's actually like, honestly, I genuinely think Adonis School, which is the top link in the description, I genuinely think it's such a fantastic place. It's a private community where we're all on self-improvement and I'm in there for hours a day where you can learn directly from me, connect with guys who are on self-improvement. I genuinely think it's the best work I've done in my life and I see how important it is for the young guys who need someone to connect to because you feel lonely. But he asked me these questions and I said to him, you want to know the difference between good friends and fake friends? Fake friends, when they see you doing good, they feel bad. Fake friends feel bad when they see you doing good. You know this right now. You started doing good. You started exercising, getting onto NoFap, not smoking weed, not playing video games. And your friends felt bad because of that. Fake friends feel good when you do bad. Fake friends literally feel better when they know that you're not improving your life. When you hop on Discord finally after a little while, they're like, oh yes, you know, thingy's back. I'm so glad you're just back like the old days. This is what this guy I was speaking to, this young man, 18, 19 years old, this is what his friend said to him when he started smoking weed with them again. We're so glad we've got the old, I won't say his name, but the old you back. And he said that and he was just like, me and him both were just sat here like, that's what these people are like. Fake friends feel good when you're doing bad in life. Fake friends feel bad when you're doing good in life. Good friends, they feel good when you're doing good in life. A good friend is there. When he sees you making progress in the gym, he genuinely gets positive emotions. He genuinely can't contain his smile when he sees your progress. That's honestly like one of the most beautiful experiences is to have people like that. People who, like, when you think about the science behind this, people whose, what is it, their nervous system or whatever it is, has been connected to yours, where they genuinely think about the science of that. They genuinely get positive feelings inside of them because of you. Nothing has happened to them, but just because you have done good, they feel good. That is a tribe member. That is a brother. That is a real friend. And good friends, they literally genuinely feel bad when you feel friend. A good friend is one where when you're talking and you mention that you're going through a breakup and you just broke up last night, you will see a look of pain across his face. You will see him get sad. You will see him get excited when you like send him a picture of your PR. You will see him look sad and worried when you tell him, like, oh yeah, I've just started playing video games again. It's not that bad. That's a good friend. This is someone who genuinely, genuinely cares about you. You've always heard, like, yeah, friends are people who care about you. But really, just for a few seconds, think about the science of that. That their nervous system or whatever it is, emotions or psychology or whatever, is connected to yours. These motherfuckers, they're waiting for your downfall. They're smiling every single time you reset your nofap streak. Every single time these guys see you hop on Discord and fail your goal of quitting video games, they literally smile and feel better about themselves. The word friend can't be used with these people. And so when you start to improve yourself, when you start to make progress in your self-improvement, these people start to hate you because you invalidate their excuses. They said they didn't have enough time to go to the gym, but you have the same schedule as theirs and you go to the gym. You're invalidating his excuses. They think that they can't eat clean and you eat clean. You're invalidating their excuses. They think that because of the area they live in or the country or whatever it is, the school, that they can't become successful and you start to make more money in your business or get a good job and they feel bad because you invalidate their excuses. That's why these people hate you. And that is why I think one of the most important things you can do on your self-improvement journey is to join a community of like-minded friends, is to surround yourself with guys who actually have similar goals as you. And you don't need to just buy Adonis School to do this. You can do this for free. There's men out there all over the internet. You just need to be the one who initiates contact. You need to be the one who writes the comment below this. Oh, guys, I'm 16. I'm from this city in the UK. Is anyone around here? Message me. Like, you know, reply to my comment. Let's add each other. It's one of the greatest gifts. This is why, like, I hope I don't seem like too much of a salesman. But I genuinely, like, if you've trusted me and you've watched a lot of my videos, I genuinely think this new community that I've made is 10 out of 10 life-changing, because that's what I'm giving inside of Adonis School. I put hours of my time, and I know that there's, like, a very small amount of people who see something for sale and they're like, okay, he's got to be a bad person for this. But the truth is, bro, along with being, like, someone who wants to just help you, like, along with that is I'm also a young man who's trying to, like, navigate my life and my purpose and my goals. And my purpose and a goal of mine is to make a lot of money. That shouldn't be a bad thing. And so if I've been able to use my entrepreneurship strategies to monetize my work, then of course I will, because you probably would, right? You probably understand this. I know that some people just hate to be sold to. But I do want to mention, when it's relevant, that Adonis School is the place that if I was your age, if I was in your position, I would wish I had something like that available. Where the guy that I look up to, this, like, role model YouTuber, is in this community and he'll talk to me for hours a day and he'll surround me with other guys who are similar to me. It's just, I think it's personally beautiful. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!